All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Second segment tonight. And we're here at Kindred Spirit Brewing out on West Creek Parkway,
12830 West Creek Parkway.
Just off of Patterson and 288 are the two bordering entries, exits.
We're on the connecting road.
Anyway, Kindred Spirit has been up and running for almost a year now. Terrific beverages here. Outstanding golden beverages and red ales. And
we're not probably supposed to say this on air, but we're enjoying... Yeah, you could say that.
At least once I get paid.
Hey, we have Coach Gates here talking a little basketball. All right.
We got Terrence Gates.
All right, Terry, let's talk initially about the transfers. You know, Reuter, Thompson, Shayok, why do you think they left?
First, ouch on the... You said Reuter, have an ouch on Shayok. I mean, second leading scorer. He was one of the only alpha male really coming back. I mean, he's a guy at Notre Dame when things weren't going well. Give me the block and do better than you guys are doing. I mean, he might lower his head, but he could get shots off. I think there was a love-hate relationship over the years. He would have some good games, and then the next day he back on the bench, not starting. And I think all three of those guys had some good games down the stretch, but their lot in life didn't change. Next game, they're at the end of the bench. And
yeah, here's my supposition. See what you think about it. You know, I think these guys, they're at least Shayok and Thompson, rising seniors. You know, I always say the guys in the Power Conference all think they can play at the next level, even though most of them can't, but they all think they can. So they're looking at minutes next year. So I'm thinking, you know, a guy like DeAndre Hunter, who redshirted, he would have practiced with the team all year.
Right.
So I'm thinking Thompson and Shayok may have seen DeAndre Hunter and saw maybe their minutes not being what they wanted them to be. I don't know.
Well, that, and like I said, if Thompson has a really good game, it doesn't get him into the game any earlier the next game. You know, he's kind of a stopgap guy. So.
Well, he was a superb athlete.
Oh.
But inconsistent shooter, inconsistent scorer.
But, yeah, a great athlete, good defender. He knew the system. He was a great guy to have. And, you know, I guess Nigel Johnson's going to take his place because here's a guy that can score. But, you know, is he going to be a starter or is he going to be someone backing up, you know, some younger
guys? You know,
Reuter,
with all due respect to Jared, I'm sure he's a great kid. I didn't necessarily see him as an ACC player. I think he's transferring to George Mason. That may be a better fit for him.
I think so. I mean, at 6'7", it's tough when you got guys that are 6'10 behind you. Though he did have a little jump hook, he could score some points for him. He could get a shot off. And that's one thing Virginia, down the stretch of the last five or six games, they really weren't pounding the ball. They weren't even looking inside. At least when they threw him the ball, he would get a shot up at the rim.
All right, you've raised the key question. Looking last year, clearly the problem with the team was low post offense.
Lack thereof.
Lack thereof. Where does it come from next year? We're basically looking at Jack Salt, Jay Huff, Momedy, and Isaiah Wilkins. So one of them is going to have to step up. Is anybody capable?
Well, you know, Wilkins at times showed some of the footwork that Anthony Gill had, that he wanted to catch the ball. But, you know, the Carolina game at home, which was one of the better games they had, there was two plays inside that they scored on the entire game. That's unbelievable. And one was Salt at the end with, you know, a minute to go. So I think that they have to really put an emphasis on that next year. When they're playing the first 6-8 games, they've got to get the ball to Salt. They've got to get the ball to Wilkins. They've got to see who can score in there, because not having that option is going to make it very tough on guys like Jerome and Guy.
Clearly think Momedy has got the potential, but he's going to have to develop a lot between last year and next year.
And also, let me add one thing. Grad transfer Nigel Johnson is expected to add some scoring punch.
Yeah, 6'1", though. We're talking inside. We're talking inside.
I know. I understand. I'm
trying to find Terry Gates another year of eligibility. You know, I think Terry would have been a stud back in the day if they would have not given the ball to Ralph all the time.
Yeah,
you know, that was the problem.
Yeah, why did they give it to Ralph all the time?
But all right, I think they've got to, because to me, there were times down the stretch where, yes, Virginia can play defense. They can force you to hold on the ball, and they play very hard. But when the other team came down to guard Virginia, the first 15, 20 seconds, she could, you could put a beach chair there and, you know, watch the waves. There was, there wasn't the cutting through the lane that was reminiscent of Joe Harris, Justin Anderson, and Malcolm Brogdon. I did not see all that. So,
you know, I was a jump shot shooter, so I'm rather fond of the jump shot, but the old line is still true. You live by the jump shot, you die by the jump shot. You know, it's nice to have an option of going close to the basket and getting a high percentage shot. Yeah. And clearly, the Florida game, which is a bad memory, but 39 points, it's hard to win when you score 39 points.
No, you can't. Not that level. And the Notre Dame game, two games before that, the Florida game, those were not teams that really had tremendous size. Florida had lost their center, the week before, so in the tournament, SEC tournament.
Although they were pretty athletic. And
they're athletic, but they're not 6'10". They're not, you know, you should be able to. But not having Isaiah Wilkins, really, was the end all.
Well, that hurt defensively, but, he.
Oh, offensively. I mean, they had no one at that point.
There was no one to take his place. Yep. Virginia was handicapped.
Well, particularly on the defensive end. And he became kind of a spot-up 15-foot shooter during the season. But still, I don't think he's really a back-to-the-basket kind of guy yet.
No, but you had to respect him. And once he got whatever illness he had, he was never the same.
Well, he supposedly is healthy again.
Let's hope.
Now, the interesting thing is the newcomers, Habo. Huff is a freak. He can jump. Hunter. Oh. Hunter is a real freak.
Well, I, as I say, I'm suspicious that the reason Shayok and Thompson are gone is because they saw Hunter taking their minutes.
Wait a minute. Let me look at their statistics from this last year and see how well he did.
Well, Hunter, obviously, you'd have to go to practice to see how well he did.
I know.
But, and Jay Huff, you know, maybe he's going to be an offensive option. You know, I mean, he's certainly big. But I'm told he's really a four, not a five.
He's a similar player to Mamadi Diakite.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is,
not as athletic.
You have not seen him.
I don't think he did.
A flying dunk from the foul line on video that everyone has seen. Come on.
Okay. So, let me see where that last year's statistic. Let me even find that.
Oh, stop it.
Terry's really into these stats.
You're lucky we didn't look at your statistics. All right.
Well, I'm telling you, they would have been better if they had given him the ball.
Mind, you know, with London and Mardell Shea gone, that's 33% of the offense right there. And then you put in Thompson and Jared, that's 48%. Offense.
The problem was 48% of 39 is still not very
many. It is. But then you throw the year before with Malcolm and Anthony. It's a lot.
Well, they lost a lot the year before. You know, I mean, you could argue that Tony got about as much out of last year's team as he could, given what they had and what he had lost.
Especially when Isaiah went down.
Well, if you factor in the system that Bennett played for offense, I have asked the question for three or four straight years at UVA Basketball Media Day, when are you going to start using the fast break? Because they need to reward, in my humble opinion, they need to reward all that hard work on defense. Right. The old Celtics were not tall.
Well, they try to get some baskets. And don't forget, last year, the big thing that happened.
Will you be invited back this year after asking that question to right now?
He laughed. He laughed, but he answered the question.
You know, the big thing last year was the Austin Nichols dismissal. You know, he was the guy that was supposed to provide that low post offense.
Sure, certainly. He would have helped, no question about it. But, you know, he wasn't really part of the team. He played one game for him.
Right, no.
There was a tremendous opportunity in front of Austin, and he mucked it up.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it hurt the program.
All right. I have no doubt about that. All right, we've got about a minute here. Terry, your thoughts going into the summer and into the fall? Basketball practices begin in October. Talk to us a little bit about the team and just what should be the expectation overall?
Somewhat muted, but I will say this. Your two best players are going to be Devin Hall and Isaiah Thompson. And they are – Wilkins, excuse me.
Isaiah Wilkins.
They are fourth- and fifth-year players.
Well, I'll tell you, one guy's going to have to step up is Kyle Guy.
Kyle Guy and Jerome, but those two are going to be the leaders.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Marco Anthony's, 6'6", 220.
Yep.
That 220 is going to help him more than Frankie Baldessi's, his 195. I would think you need Hall, you need Wilkins, and you need Guy and Jerome, but you also need, I think, Salt down low. You need to incorporate him in the game. You need a big in there. And he is athletic enough where he needs to be an impact on the game. And you just got to play through him and see to see what he can do. Louisville had a kid that couldn't walk and chew gum 3 years ago, and he's functional.
I agree.
Because they throw him the ball when they're playing Western Kentucky at November 30th. You know what I'm saying? We're about to score. Let's see what he can do.
I want to back up for 1 second to Devin Hall. Mm-hmm. All right, Virginia Beach kid.
Great kid.
Tons of athleticism. Mm-hmm. Serious hops.
Right.
All right, he's 6'5".
Right.
Will this young man, after the first 3 minutes of the game, because he always was pretty determined to score early in games, will he look to shoot and not look to pass and be the go-to guy?
Well, now that his roommate is gone, London, hopefully that virus wears off and there's a vaccine for that.
Yes.
I mean, I've always said in this offense, like you're saying fast break, I think inside of 15 seconds on a shot clock, if you're open from three, you'd love this, shoot it.
Yeah. Let it go.
Because we're not getting any better shots if we pass it three more times or if we dribble for 10 more seconds.
Well, you know, the backcourt, you know, and we got to go, but certainly Jerome Guy, Nigel Johnson, Devin Hall, the backcourt's really, I think, is going to certainly have adequate ability and scoring punch. It's again, will we get enough offense in the low blocks to be competitive against really good teams?
Did we say this last year? This
yeah,
time?
We did.
I think we did. All right, let's thank Terry Gates. Terrific job tonight. Yep. Thank you, Terry, for coming out.
Yep.
And we're going to head to break. On the other side,
you got something you want to talk about for the UVA club? We're going to do that on the other side.
We're going to bring in Brad Barnes, former UVA football player, to talk a little bit about the football team. Thank you, Terry. And we'll talk about the UVA Club of Richmond when we come back from the break.
Sounds good.